you're listening to the Talking Rheumatology Research Podcast, brought to you by the British Society for Rheumatology.
Good day, everybody. My name is Marwan Bukhari. I'm the editor-in-chief of Rheumatology, and welcome to a new article of the month. And the editor's choice this time is one of our authors, is from Australia, and he will introduce himself and the keepsakes of the Andrew. Up to you. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
Thanks so much, Marwan. Lovely to catch up. I'm Andrew Oster. I'm a rheumatologist. I work in Melbourne at the moment, but was in Cambridge for many years. And now still heavily involved with clinical research.
So tell us a bit about the study. So what the article about keepsake that was published in Rheumatology.
So this is the keepsake 2 study, which I was the lead author. There's a keepsake 1 study as well, looking at risankizumab, which is an anti-IL-23p19 inhibitor, sort of a newer wave of biologic, if you like. This is looking at treatment in patients with psoriatic arthritis. So, you know, we do have a number of options already available for psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. But I think, you know, we've really entered an amazing time in the management of spondyloarthritis, psoriatic arthritis, with introduction of newer agents. And this blocking this cytokine seems to be particularly beneficial, both from the efficacy perspective and safety aspects.
So, I mean, what will the keepsake study tell you which agent to use? Or do you think this is just another agent that you have in the armamentarium? A rheumatologist will be very confused. You know, 17, 17A, 17F, 23, 12. Which cytokine would you go for?
JAK inhibitors as well, of course, traditional DMARDs. We've got quite a lot on the table. Look, I think the benefit of blocking this cytokine is that it certainly works extremely well for skin. We're looking at PASIs of 100%, which is higher than what we're used to with our other advanced therapies. And so the dermatologists like it a lot. And it also hits the targets for the joints and the enthesis and the PROs, which we're all very familiar with and which are incredibly important to patients. It hits those targets, the meaningful outcomes for those who suffer from psoriatic arthritis. But also, this is coupled with the safety profile. And, you know, I often said, are we approaching nirvana with our medication, something that works, that doesn't have adverse events? And we're not quite there yet. And this agent certainly doesn't work in everybody, but it certainly has strong efficacy data. But the serious infection risk, which we're used to seeing an elevation with our advanced therapies, with this, actually, the serious infection rate was higher in the placebo arm than in the active risankizumab arm. This is both for keepsake 1 and 2. And this is very powerful data to say to patients, look, you know, we're giving you an agent. It seems to be very effective in many people, but it actually has a very favorable side effect profile.
And I think that's probably important because we're very used to seeing lots of problems. How about mental health? Is there any link with depression or suicidal ideation at all with this?
No, there hasn't been any link. We're certainly looking at all of these outcomes very closely nowadays with all our advanced therapies. There have been some issues previously with other agents, but certainly in this clinical trial program with risankizumab, there hasn't been an issue. And in fact, Marwan, you probably remember when we were starting the ball rolling with anti-TNF 2 decades ago, that patients felt better, even when they felt better on anti-TNF, even though their joints might have not been that much better. And then they looked at anti-TNF for depression. It didn't help depression per se, but it wasn't hindering. But where it helped in our inflammatory arthritis patients was that they improved their pain, their stiffness, their swelling, improved their fatigue, and so they felt better overall. So really, it's a knock-on effect that you would anticipate that the mood actually does improve.
Okay. So where do you think the future will be then? If you're looking, you know, is this the last molecule that we'll be looking at in psoriatic arthritis? Do you think there's any future going somewhere else?
I think that we need to keep the research going. We obviously need to look for agents that are very effective across the spectrum of issues that we need to tick off in relation to inflammatory arthritis. And certainly with psoriatic arthritis, we see that need to do the joints and the enthesis, the skin, the eyes, the bowels, all of those need to be considered as well as the PROs. And they need to be safe. So I think the journey continues, but we really have, I just think it's a step forward with this mechanism of action blocking IL-23P19. I think we'll get more familiar with it over time. It's a newer agent, so people are used to the older ones, but really I would see this moving up the treatment paradigm in the not too distant future as a very effective agent in this condition.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be able to see that and a lot more coming through. If you're going to have a patient in front of you, which sort of patient do you think you will choose to give risankizumab?
So certainly somebody that has significant skin disease because of the efficacy in the psoriasis. But really, you know, you can tick off all those areas, the joints, the enthesis, the PROs. I think the steers that we have at the moment in relation to the spectrum of PSA is if they have uveitis, you're probably going to use anti-TNF first. If they have bowel disease, you're going to use avoid an IL-17, but I would certainly consider IL-23 inhibition in patients with inflammatory bowel disease. So it really is quite effective for patients across that spectrum. Earlier disease, later disease, patients failed on conventional DMARDs, patients who failed on anti-TNF. You can look at this agent within that spectrum of patients we see.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much. And we'll hope to see some more of the papers on this topic as we're going forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talking Rheumatology Research, brought to you by BSR. Please do rate, share and subscribe through your favourite podcast app.